I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Ask Andrew, and I'm Andrew Curran. Before I begin this episode, I must say thank you for all of your year-end donations for the work of the CIRSE Institute. It is particularly satisfying to learn of all the various ways CIRSE has nourished souls and even cultivated wisdom and virtue in families and schools and communities that we serve. 2023 was a year of transition, of many transitions for CIRSE. Because of your generosity, we were able to move from a cramped quarters into a beautiful new log cabin building. We built a new website. We initiated a new program called the Village Schools, which you'll be learning more about in the days to come. I initiated a CIRSE graduate apprenticeship for curriculum development. And because of the transitions, there were some very large expenditures, including some big surprises. And so your prayers and your gifts have been especially welcome, and I need to thank you. Thank you. As I relaunch the Ask Andrew podcast, the question that I'm going to begin with is one that I pretty well get asked a lot, and it's because I talk about a particular thing a lot, and that is the temple. And here's the question. Why do you make such a big deal out of the temple when CIRSE is about education? And I'd like to answer this question, let's say in five parts, with five responses. The first of them is, because everything starts with God. Whether it's education or mechanics or janitorship or kitchen cleaning, whatever it is we're thinking about, everything starts with God. And the temple brings us into his presence. The second reason, which helps to explain the first, is that the temple is what I'm going to call an archetypal form. Now, what on earth do I mean by an archetypal form? Put simply, an archetypal form is a pattern or structure that crosses domains. In other words, it can be applied very broadly, maybe even universally. So the best, or the most complete anyway, archetypal forms are universal, which is to say they apply literally to everything. And that's in opposition to what we could call an analytical form. An analytical form is very valuable, but it's isolated. It would be specific to a kind of activity. It's relatively limited compared to the archetypal form. And the more archetypal the form is, the more universal it is. Let me give some examples of what I mean here. In music, an archetypal form would be the lyric. I would wager, I cannot prove this because I don't know very many languages, but I would wager that the lyric form is used in every language that has its own musical tradition. Certainly when you look at English, the lyrical form begins as far back as we have any writing in English, and it continues in pop music today. There's variations on it, but the lyric form never goes away. It's archetypal. Another example of an archetype would be the pattern that we use in a sentence. Every single sentence has a subject and a predicate to it. That is an archetypal form at the universal level. You literally cannot think a thought that doesn't have a subject and doesn't have a predicate and doesn't have subject and predicate in relation to each other. And sententia, from which we get sentence, means thought. It also means sense, of course, but it means thought. And so the subject and the predicate are not only found within a written or spoken sentence, but in a thought in your mind. And further, you could even apply it to a mathematical sentence, which we typically call an equation, at least if it is an equation. And so even in math, if I say 3 + 2 = 5, I have a subject, 3 + 2, and a predicate, something I am saying about the subject, equals 5. So a sentence is an example of a universal pattern. Every single thought is thought in the form of a sentence. And that's therefore an archetypal pattern. Another example of archetypal patterns, or another category of archetypal patterns, might be something like the laws of nature. If we look at any law that is a law of nature, the reason it's a law of nature, like gravity, for example, is because it applies all the time. It's so universal that you can almost always describe a law of nature mathematically, because it's so archetypal that it actually occurs numerically. And then just I'll mention one more, which is the mimetic form of teaching. The mimetic form is an archetypal form because every single time anybody learns something, they have gone on a mimetic journey. Now, we'll talk about that more in days to come, but I just want to mention it as a fourth example of an archetypal form. Imagine if you could find an archetype of archetypes, which is to say, imagine if you could find a form that is found in every archetypal form. I want to propose to you that the temple is just such a form, that no matter what you are thinking about, no matter what you are doing with your life, no matter what you are thinking about doing or even dreaming or whatever it is, I guess that covers everything, doesn't it? Thinking and doing. Is there anything else? There must be, but I'm not thinking of it right now. Anytime you're thinking or doing or whatever else isn't included in thinking or doing, but you can do or think it, it's going to be done in the pattern of and form of the temple. So that's what I mean by an archetypal form. And therefore, because it's so universal, so archetypal, I'll make a third point, which is the temple is the form of revelation. It is the pattern by which God reveals himself. But be ready for this, so does everything else. It isn't only God who reveals himself to us in the form of a temple. It is husband and wife revealing themselves to each other, friend revealing to friend, puppy revealing to boy. Every single thing, every toy reveals itself to the person observing it in the pattern of the temple. For that reason, this will come later, but for that reason, the temple pattern is the key to good teaching. And that brings me to the fourth point, and that is that it is so archetypal that I actually believe, I honestly believe, I truly believe that the temple is the form of the human being. And perhaps the most vivid expression of this would be in the Lord's expression that we should love the Lord with our whole being. But how does he describe the whole being? He says we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. And I believe that that can be said to correspond to or to map onto the temple. And that brings me to the fifth point, which is the form of the temple. Why do I make such a big deal out of the temple? Because of its form. And what is that form? Now here, I'm going to describe for you in words something that is visual, something that if you were an ancient Hebrew, you would have walked through, you would have stood in, you would have walked around. If we include the tabernacle in the temple, which I do because the tabernacle is simply a moving temple, if we include the tabernacle, then you camped around this temple, this movable temple. You camped. If you were in the tribe of Levi, you camped very close to the tabernacle. If you were Moses, you went into the tabernacle. If you were Aaron, you went in. If you're the high priest, you go all the way into the Holy of Holies. So I apologize that I have to do this verbally. Maybe look it up online or maybe get a book on the temple and try to let it fill out your imagination. But here are the four parts. And I'm going to end with this and we'll pick it up again in the next session. But the four parts of the temple, some of you are saying there's only three parts. You are right, but I'm making a slight adjustment that I'll explain as we go forward. The four parts of the temple are the Holy of Holies, the holy place, or the sanctuary, the courtyard, and the camp, or the city around it. If we talk about the tabernacle, the moving temple, then it's a camp. If we talk about the established temple in Jerusalem, then it's the city around it. And so the four parts are the Holy of Holies, the holy place, the courtyard, and the camp. Now, I'm going to end with that. We'll talk about what's in each of those parts in the next Ask Andrew. But the application I'd like to offer you is this, that even the prayer that our Lord taught us follows the archetype of the temple. It is a temple prayer. And here's what I mean. He begins the prayer by saying that we should begin by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He has taken us into the Holy of Holies. Hallowed be thy name." That means that we should acknowledge its holiness. And that's what the angels are doing continually when they say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Then from the Holy of Holies, he brings us into the holy place. He says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And he puts it in this order: as in heaven, so on earth. And now we've moved into the holy place where he can say these words: "Give us this day our daily bread," the holy bread that's on the table of the showbread. Then we go out into the courtyard and he says, "Forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our debts." That's out in the courtyard with the altar and the washer, the laver, the baptismal font, quite frankly. And then he says, "As we forgive those who trespass against us," those are the people in the camp that we live with. And then he goes on and says, "Lead us not into temptation." He has now taken us out into the wilderness, but deliver us from the evil one, from the scorpions and the serpents that are walking around in the wilderness. So I offer you that as perhaps an encouragement when you say the Lord's Prayer. Maybe that can help you locate your mind. It's helped me, I know. But basically, again, the point is the temple has four parts. It has the Holy of Holies, the holy place, the courtyard, and the camp. And that is an archetypal form because it is the form in which God reveals himself to us. And it is the form in which all things are known because it is the very form of our existence as human beings, as his image. Thank you for listening to Ask Andrew.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.